I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words. In this preview, we'll be sharing a clip from tomorrow's interview with Specialist Fifth Class Clarence Sasser. If you'd like to see more previews like this, please let us know at kharbaugh@evergreenpodcasts.com.
We went in to an area on helicopter slicks, we call them. Bring back a little memory, some of good, some of bad. But we went into this area on helicopters, the entire company did. And it turned out to be a fairly hot area, which was, really hate to say, sort of common back then, that you went in the areas and you found more than you expected. But it was sort of interesting because we were not scheduled for any action. We were a backup company that on that mission. And we were just to take it easy until or if and when another company or someone got into trouble and needed some reinforcement, some backup, or somebody to pull them out, the term we used back then. And we were just cooling it. And orders came down from our battalion headquarters that wanted us to go check out an area that they had found that they suspected may be an area of activity. So we ate that morning and loaded on the helicopters about 9 that morning, went into this area, and it was daybreak the next morning before we got out, those of us that lived. It's a particularly distressing period to remember and everything. Probably the hardest part of it all was spending the night with my friends and just listening to them call, beg for help when you couldn't do anything. You knew some of them were dying. You knew they were dying. You knew you'd never see them, some of them again. As for myself, I had been injured fairly severely, but I guess being the medic, I knew that my injuries were not life-threatening. So, you know, other than the pain and the trauma and the fright, it was something. It really was. But hell, I got through it. The whole thing was scary. But after a while, even that becomes second nature. That's what I find one of the most marvelous things about the human psyche is it gets used to things. No matter how bad it is, it can get used to it. And it will get used to it if it's given enough time. The scariest moments I had been helping a wounded soldier out and was going back to what I call my little spot, where at this point we're still in the rice paddy, and was going back to my spot where a friend was, where I knew that he was laying there. I didn't dare stand up because obvious reasons, stand up, a sniper can find me. It was obvious who I was or what I was to anybody observing the area. Medic was a fairly high priority in that you killed a medic and injured people die. So you got a much higher casualty rate. And all of a sudden I heard what we had come to know of as incoming. If you've been there, you can always tell when it's coming in just from the sound of it. I heard it. I knew by the sound and the direction that it was going to land pretty close to me. question is, what do you do? Do you freeze and stay, or do you try to get away? But again, you have only a few senses to try to figure out what's going to happen, where it's going to go, and all of that. But I knew this one was coming fairly close to me. So the method I had hit on to get around in the rice paddy, understand the discussion about rice paddies earlier, there were probably 40-45% mud with a little layer of water on top. The mud in this rice paddy was at least thigh deep with water up to the waist. And it made moving extremely difficult. So I had hit on the method of I could grab a handful of rice and just pull myself sliding over the mud in the water. And I could move around quicker that way. Plus I was down and was out of line of sight, in other words. So I heard this coming in and Lord, it's going to be close. So I started moving and everything and got to and understand when I say the distance, we're not talking over 10 or 12 feet. And got to a intersection of two dikes that formed a cross. And just as I was rolling up and was going to put my back out because I knew it was going to fall, they came down and hit right where I was when I realized that when I initially heard it. That to me probably was the scariest moment of knowing that if I didn't do something, it was going to get me. It still sprayed me with shrapnel and all of that, but again, not life-threatening.
That was Specialist Fifth Class Clarence Sasser. Make sure to catch our full interview with Sasser when it releases tomorrow.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.